Thank you for calling the Classroom Support Line and PCC Computer Help Desk. If you're calling for help with your MyPCC password, please press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line and I'll connect you with a technical specialist now. All of our technical specialists are busy assisting other callers. If you have a technical emergency, including a problem that is interrupting a class and session, please press 7 to be connected with an agent immediately. You may have noticed our services have expanded. We are now taking calls for classroom technology support. Our staff have been trained to help solve the most common technical problems that can happen in PCC classrooms and to send in-person assistance immediately when it's needed. Thanks for continuing to hold for the next technician. We're sorry for the wait. Our technical specialists are still busy on other calls. To leave a voicemail, press 2. Did you know our help desk is part of IT's customer support department, which includes both help desk agents and a team of trainers? The training team provides one-on-one training and on-request group sessions on PCC software.
That's actually much better.
We're sorry for the wait. Our technical specialists are still busy on other calls. To leave a voicemail, press 2. Did you know our help desk is part of IT's customer support department, which includes both help desk agents and a team of trainers? The training team provides one-on-one training and on-request group sessions on PCC software applications. Our technical specialists are still busy assisting others. We appreciate your patience. To leave a message and have the next available technician call you back, press 3. Waiting for help on the phone can be frustrating. If you're on campus, you might want to check out our website, intranet.pcc.edu/training, for online help while you're waiting. Do you have ideas for how we can improve this site or our services? Contact Customer Support Manager Angela McMahon at extension 4415. Our technical specialists are still busy assisting others. We appreciate your patience. To leave a message and have the next available technician call you back, press 3. Waiting for help on the phone can be frustrating. If you're on campus, you might want to check out our website, intranet.pcc.edu/training, for online help while you're waiting. Do you have ideas for how we can improve this site or our services? contact Customer Support Manager Angela McMahon at extension 4415. Our technical specialists are still busy assisting others. We appreciate your patience. To leave a message and have the next available technician call you back, press 3. Waiting for help on the phone can be frustrating. If you're on campus, you might want to check out our website, intranet.pcc.edu/training, for online help while you're waiting. Do you have ideas for how we can improve this site or our services? Contact Customer Support Manager Angela McMahon at extension 4415. Our technical specialists are still busy assisting others. We appreciate your patience. To leave a message and have the next available technician call you back, press 3. Waiting for help on the phone can be frustrating. If you're on campus, you might want to check out our website, intranet.pcc.edu/training, for online help while you're waiting. Do you have ideas for how we can improve this site or our services? Contact Customer Support Manager Angela McMahon at extension 4415. All of our technical specialists are busy assisting other callers. If you have a technical emergency, including a problem that is interrupting a class and session, please press 7 to be connected with an agent immediately. You may have noticed our services have expanded. We are now taking calls for classroom technology support. Our staff have been trained to help solve the most common technical problems that can happen in PCC classrooms and to send in-person assistance.
PCC Computer Help Desk, Valia.
Hi, I'm actually a prior student to PCC, and I'm trying to log on to request my transcripts. It's not letting me. I might have been out of the system for so long that it's just not recognizing me.
Okay. Let's see what we can do to help you out here. First off, I need to verify some information. Do you have your ID number?
No, I don't.
Okay. What's your last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay. And your first name?
Dennis.
And Dennis, can you verify just the month and the day of your birthday?
April 9th.
Okay. And have you ever taken classes here, obviously. Can you tell me one of the classes that you've taken and the grade you received out of that class?
Oh, man. I really don't know. I think algebra, I should have received an A.
All right. Take a look here.
I don't know if it was actually, it may have been pre-algebra.
Okay. Yep, that's correct. All right, good. All right, so
I passed.
Yeah. So just to verify, we have the username listed as Dennis.Sanders, all lowercase. And
okay.
I'm going to go take a look at your account here. It was showing an inactive state for student status, so I reactivated that. So what we're going to do is go ahead and set up your account here so you can get logged in.
How long does it take to actually get a copy of the transcripts?
Well, you can actually manually, you can print them out yourself. Depends on what you're doing. Are you going to be sending official or unofficial transcripts?
I believe unofficial is probably fine.
Okay, so if you want to, and this is just for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, then you can just print them out.
Excellent, okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reset your password here, because it looks like you have already have your account set up. Okay, so are you at a computer right now?
I am.
Okay, click on the link, if you're on the main page, click on the link that says forgot your password.
I think I'm past that page. Let's see here. Okay.
Okay, so then go to the box where it says reset password, and you will see a link in there that says password manager.
Okay.
And go ahead and put in your username.
Which is
let
just
me know
my,
when you're ready for the password.
Which is just my Dennis.Sanders, all lowercase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead with the password.
It's summer 2016. Capitalize the S in summer.
Okay. So just, I assume I just hit the reset password part?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to bring up a screen with the guidelines for creating your password. You follow those guidelines, create your password, and you want to go back to the main screen, not to password manager, but back to the main screen and sign into your account.
All right. Cannot use old passwords. I never used this password before.
Well, maybe way, way, way back you used the same password.
I don't think so, because my son's name, it's my son's name, and my son was not even a zygote at that point.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to tell you, but there's no way I would have used that one, because...
Okay, well, if it's telling you that it's already been used, then you can't use it.
Let me try one more time. Okay, well, let's see here. And it has to have one special character, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it says. I'm not actually looking at the guidelines, but I believe that's what it says. Upper lowercase, alphanumeric, can't use the previous password, can't use any part of your name.
And then just go to the very main screen then.
Mm-hmm.
So the logout, main screen. Mm-hmm. So I assume I need to update my security questions and stuff like that.
Did it prompt you to do that?
Well, it took me back to the account overview screen.
Yes, yes. Okay, if it does take you back there, it wants you to update some information.
Okay, so it doesn't really specify, so I just start with update your security questions, I take it? Thank you. I believe I've done everything here.
Then go back to the main login page.
Then just hit log out. Then I take it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's still doing that.
And it's taking you back?
It goes back to account overview every time I do that.
Okay, so this is what I would suggest that you do then. What you want to do then is go through all the links there. You've already reset your password, so you don't have to do that one. Just go through all the links and update the information, set up secret questions, put in email, phone numbers, and all of that information.
Well, now it's just saying, we're sorry we can't find your account given the information provided.
So, did that happen when you put in your username or something, or what happened?
Well, I just logged out and I went back into it, and I put in my password to get into it, and...
Okay, try and log in again.
It's going to go to My PCC.
Yeah, go to the My PCC sign in to your My PCC account.
Damn. Okay, it looks like that did it. So,
okay.
And then there's some way to just find transcripts here?
Yes, so click on the link that says tab that says My Courses.
Okay.
And then there's a category that says View My, and it should say Unofficial Transcript. There's a link on that page that says Unofficial Transcript.
Okay, and then...
Click on that, follow the prompts or instructions on what to do, and just print it out.
All levels, I take it. Web unofficial, sure.
Depends on what you want to do. Depends on you answer those questions according to how you want to have it done.
Okay. Okay. So okay. So this is the transcript, not official overview here, and I can just print this page out. Is what you're saying?
So the unofficial transcript. You click on the unofficial transcript. And there should be a printer icon on there.
I don't actually see one anywhere.
So you go to My Courses. And Unofficial Transcript. Log it in here.
I mean, I could probably just... do a right click and hit print, I assume, but.
Well, either way, however, how you're gonna print it. So if you do, you can do a right click, but it doesn't bring up the print thing. But on your browser, if you go up to the menu screen, and if you click on File, there is a print option there.
And I can just save it as a PDF.
You can do it wherever how you want to do it.
Okay. All right, perfect. I really do appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Mm-hmm.